The fight over the in-state tuition debate was contentious, drawing backlash from lawmakers like Republican representative from Melbourne Beach, Don Tobia, who even proposed an amendment to the bill.
So what this amendment does is quite simply ask or force those undocumented individuals that are male and of age 18, like the American citizens that and the Floridians that are members of the or join the Selective Service, to they themselves join the Selective Service, sign up and be ready to and prepared to fight for their country.
Here's Governor Rick Scott just after the vote.
Students that grew up in this state, we're not getting in-state tuition like their peers. That was wrong, and we did the right thing. So it's an exciting day.
Daniel Escalante was there. He stood on the steps of the Capitol with his brother Juan when the governor later signed House Bill 851 into law.
You know, it was a happy moment, really. It was just seeing all the struggles that we put in and all the hours and all the work that we put in. It finally paid off, so it was a very, very emotional spot for us, yeah.
Daniel is a student and an undocumented immigrant. Like others in his situation, Daniel was paying twice as much as Florida residents to attend college, despite living in Florida nearly his whole life.
I've been here since I was 9 years old in this country, and essentially, to all intents and purposes, I am part of this country.
Daniel has completed his Associate of Arts degree at Miami-Dade College and will be transferring to Florida International University in the fall to complete his bachelor's degree, except this time he'll be paying in-state tuition. He says this isn't just a matter of affordable education, but rather a way of reassuring their parents that leaving everything behind for a brighter future was worth it.
You know, in-state tuition will allow a door to be open and allow more undocumented students to go out and, you know, pursue their dreams of going to a four-year university or college and, you know, getting that degree that their parents came to this country for so they can better their lives and not have to struggle like they did in their own countries.
To many undocumented students, Daniel's story is familiar. The State University System Governing Board says since the bill passed, 572 undocumented immigrants have received what's called a non-resident waiver for the 2014-2015 academic year. Juan is an activist for undocumented immigrants and a contributor to the Huffington Post. He says the current tuition waiver doesn't apply to undocumented students in graduate or medical schools and wants that to change.
I don't expect undergraduate students who are undocumented to just finish a degree and call it a day. I think that some of them will have the interest of pursuing a higher degree or advanced education.
Right now, 18 states, including Florida, allow undocumented immigrants to pay in-state tuition. Five of those states provide federal financial aid for those who qualify. However, Arizona, Georgia, and Indiana have passed legislation that explicitly prohibits undocumented students from receiving in-state tuition. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Entrongo.